الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة واعلموا أن الله مع المتقين صدق الله العظيم سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن صوم يوم عاشوراء فقال تكفر السنة الماضية أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء کرام elders and beloved brothers in Islam Every created entity, every makhluk of Allah is beset with deficiencies, with weaknesses, with shortcomings. Allah is the only being who is free from any form of defect, any form of weakness, any form of ugliness, or any form of shortcoming. Every created entity is confined to a beginning and an ending. Allah Ta'ala is the only being, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Allah is the first, Allah is the last, Allah is apparent, Allah is omnipresent. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ And Allah has complete knowledge of over everything. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith made tafsir explain what is meant هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرِ in the form of a dua wherein he said Allahumma antal awwal falaysa qablaka shay wa antal akhir falaysa ba'daka shay wa antal zahir falaysa fawqaka shay wa antal batin falaysa dunaka shay he said oh my Allah you are such a first before whom there is nothing you are such a last after whom there is nothing awwal Bila bidaya, Allah is the first without a beginning. Akhir bila nihaya, Allah is the last without an ending. Huwa al-awwal falahu al-hukmu wal-qahar. Allah is the first decision, hukm, ghalba, being overpowering belongs to Allah. Wahuwa al-akhir fa ilayhi al-ruju'u wal-mahshar. Allah is the last. Everything will return back to Allah. Everything will be resurrected before Allah. وَهُوَ الْبَاطِنِ فَلَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ Allah is فَهُوَ الظَّاهِرِ وَهُوَ الظَّاهِرِ فَلَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ Allah is apparent over everything. The entire creation belongs to Allah. Amr and decree belongs to Allah. وَهُوَ الْبَاطِنِ فَيَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَالْجَهَرِ Allah is concealed. Nothing is concealed from Allah. He knows the secrets. He knows that which is apparent. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ من أسر القول ومن جهر به ومن هو مستخف بالليل وسارب بالنهار. Whether you whisper, whether you shout out, whether you do it in the clear daylight, whether you carry out that action enveloped by the darkness of night, everything is equal to Allah. One layer of the heaven does not conceal from Allah what is going on beneath it. One stratum or one layer of the earth does not conceal from Allah Ta'ala what is going on beneath it. Allah is the only being who is free from every defect, every blemish, every shortcoming. He is not confined to a beginning and an ending. Allah, every created entity, is confined to space. It has a direction. It occupies a particular space. It has a shape. It has a form. Allah is the only being who is free of shape, free of direction, free of shape, free of form. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, La ilaha illa hu, Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, there is no deity but Allah. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Maghrib, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. Direction belongs to Allah. Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, Rabb of the South, Rabb of the North, Rabb of the Seven Heavens, Rabb of the Seven Earths. Aynama tuwallu fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and it is only one Allah. This yaqeen, this conviction over the greatness of Allah has to permeate into the depthness of our hearts. Days are there for insan. Hours and minutes are there for insan. Time is there for insan. Allah has created space. Allah has created time. There is no past tense. There is no present tense. There is no future tense with Allah. 1 million years ago, today, and 1 million years from now, everything is in front of Allah. What has not happened, what has not yet taken place according to our understanding is in front of Allah. Allah is free from the constraints of space. Allah is free from the constraints of time. Insan, inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. For us, Allah has given us the short space of time in this world, the short life. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ard. Allah says, we stretched out this earth for you. We filled it with all different types of attraction. Zinat, things to attract you. Linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. In order to test you, who is there that will become occupied by the attractions and the embellishments of this world, or who is there that will please Allah? And the clock of time is ticking. Every second that is passing, our lives like a block of ice that is standing in the sun and it is melting away. In exactly the same way, our lives are melting away. My respected brothers, Muharram has come. A new year has come. Many of us may be surprised by the expression new year in relation to Muharram. January is not our new year. For us, our new year is Muharram. January, or the new year of the people of Batil, is synonymous with revelry, is synonymous with music, is synonymous with celebrations, it's synonymous with making a big noise and parting away the night. For a Muslim, for a mu'min, the new year is not an occasion of celebration. In fact, it is an occasion for him to reflect, an occasion for him to ponder that one more year of my life has passed. I am gone 1 year closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like it is mentioned, قَالَ بَعْضُ الْحُكَمَا كَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ بِالدُّنْيَا مَنْ يَوْمُهُ يَهْدِمُ شَهْرَهُ وَشَهْرُهُ يَهْدِمُ سَنَتَهُ وَسَنَتُهُ يَهْدِمُ حَيَاتَهُ كَيْفَ يَفْرَحُ مَنْ يَقُودُهُ عُمُرُهُ إِلَىٰ أَجَلِهِ وَحَيَاتُهُ إِلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ. That he says, how is it possible that 1 year of your life has passed and you are happy? How is it possible that the movement of time can make an individual happy whose every day is cutting away from the months of his life. Every month is cutting away from the years of his life. Every year is cutting away from the period of his life. Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, used to say, Al-mawtu ma'qudun binawasikum wa dunya tutwa miwara'ikum. He used to say that mort, death, has caught hold of you by your forelock. It is right in front of you. And the life which Allah has given you in this world from behind you is being wrapped up. Inexorably, the clock of time is ticking. Inexorably, afala tarawna ila al-layli wa al-nahar yuqarribani kulla ba'id wa ya'tiyani bi kulli maw'ud wa yubliyani kulla jadid. Comes in the riwayat, why don't you look at the movement of day and night? Every distant thing is brought near. Every new thing is made old. وَيَأْتِيَانِ بِكُلِّ مَوْعُودٍ. And every promise of Allah is being brought in front of you. Al-Mawt, Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Al-Mawt laysa minhu al-fawt. Death, there is no escaping from it. This life is ticking away. This life is passing away. In أَقَمْتُمْ لَهُ أَخَذَكُمْ. If you will oppose it, it will overpower you. In farartum minhu adrakakum. If you will run away from it, it will find you. Aynama takunu yudrikkumul maut walau kuntum fi burujim mushayyada. Run in whichever direction you want. Hide wherever you want. On its appointed time, that maut will find you. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha wa kullu yawmin madha yudni min al ajali fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa'mal li nafsika qabla al maut mujtahidan fa innama al ribhu wal khusran fi al amali nujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada wa ma huwa illa al sayf lil hatf yantadhi. He says, we become happy. We become happy as we are becoming older. We become happy as year upon year of our life pass. We want to celebrate. وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. But know and understand that every day that is passing is drawing you closer to the qabr. Every day that is passing is a reminder of that qabr that is waiting for you. That qabr which constantly every day is calling out, أَنَا بَيْتُ الدُّودِ أَنَا بَيْتُ الظُّلْمَ أَنَا بَيْتُ الْوَحْدَ أَنَا بَيْتُ الْوَحْشَ. I am the home of insects. I am the home of darkness. I am the home of loneliness. I am the home of fear. You are coming closer to me. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ. He says, every day that is passing is taking you closer to your maut. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا. So prepare yourself. What is the preparation? What is the currency of akhirat? What is going to help you? Not the wealth of this world, not the positions of this world, not the aspirations of this world. One riwayat, it comes at dunya, thalathatu ayyam. This dunya is 3 days. The life of this world is 3 days. Whether you live for 50 years, whether you live for 60 years, whether you live for 100 years, or whether like the nation of Ad, where the child would become baligh at the age of 300, and they would live up to 900 and 1,000 years. He says, Ad-dunya, thalathatu ayyam. This dunya is only 3 days. Yawmun madha, yawmun madha. One day has already passed. مَا بِيَدِكَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. One day has already passed. What is gone, you cannot bring it back. That leaf that has fallen off from the tree, all the scientists and all the engineers of the world can get together, they will not be able to put that leaf back on the tree. Every day that has passed of this life in revelry, in amusement, in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, there is no way we can undo that. There is no way we can turn the clock back. There is no way we can bring it back. Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala narrates. He says, innama anta ayyam. He says, O insan, O human being, you are a collection of days. Kullama madha yawmun madha ba'duk. Every day that passes, a portion of you is lost. A portion which can never come back. Somebody loses 100,000 rands. Does he buy a cake? Does he put on a few candles? Does he light them? Does he have a party? Does he have a celebration? What are you celebrating? What are you partying about? Why have you sent out the invitations? He says, I lost 100,000 rands. They will say to him, are you demented? Are you gone out of your mind? You are celebrating a loss. Innama anta ayyam. You are a collection of days. Every year that has passed is a loss. How can you celebrate it? How can birthdays be celebrated? How can the new year be celebrated? Nujaddid, tujaddid sururan bil hilali idha bada. That poem which I mentioned. The poet says every time the moon is sighted, every time the new year comes, you renew your joy by sighting that moon. Wama huwa illa lissayfi. Wama huwa illa sayfu lilhatfi yantadhi. But that new moon, that new year, that January or that Muharram is nothing but a sword that is cutting away your life and bringing your mort closer. Why are you celebrating? Because our imams told us to celebrate. Those who we have made our guides when it comes to our dressing, when it comes to the education of our children, when it comes to our culture, when it comes to our mannerisms, when it comes to our appearance, when it comes to our 24-hour daily life, we have handed ourselves over to those who are more blind than we are, those who are more foolish than we are. So because they have told us to celebrate, we will celebrate. Like a person who is lost in the desert. He doesn't know in which direction to go. Whichever direction you tell him to go, he will go. Because he has no direction. This is that ummah that Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect example. Your day has to become his day. Your night has to become his night. From head to toe, you have to become Muhammadi. You have to resemble Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a tragedy, I am digressing. It is a tragedy and it is a travesty that nafsiyati tor par, that psychologically we are Muhammadis. Verbally we are Muhammadis. When it comes to chanting slogans, and when it comes to arranging marches, and when it comes to shouting out slogans and poems of ishq and muhabbat, we are in the first saf. But why do those incantations of love and those verbal professions of love not permeate to our daily lives? Those same youngsters who will be raising the flag to defend the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be dressed in jeans and t-shirts. Are we defending his honor, or we are sounding out a statement that my love for him, my name Ghulam Muhammad, I am Ashik Muhammad, but my actions those of the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If that is not hypocrisy, then what is hypocrisy? Allah has said clearly, وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. You will only get hidayat and you will only be accepted by Allah when practically you will follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nafsiyati tor par, psychologically, when it comes to incantations, and when it comes to slogans, and when it comes to marches, And when it comes to empty, verbal shouting out, then we are his followers. But that same soldier of Islam, that same defendant of the honor of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at 5 o'clock in the morning, when the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, O Ashiq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throw off that blanket and proceed to the masjid. Your Nabi was that Nabi who, when he was in maradul maut, when he was in that sickness, terminal illness which resulted in him passing away, taking support on the shoulders of two sahaba, unable to walk, he made sure he could not, his feet could not carry the weight of his body. In that situation also, he made sahaba carry him on their shoulders to take him to the masjid. And you, the defendant of his honor, at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, or at 1 o'clock midday, when that customer is in front of you and flushing those rands and cents, then where is your ish for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then where is your love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Then whose way of life have you given preference? They have told us music is food for the soul. They have told us music will give you peace of heart. That which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ghina'u yumbitu al-nifaqa fil qalb, kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara. That like how water will cause the crops to grow, in the same way listening to music will cause hypocrisy to grow in your heart. They have told us music is food for the soul. We said, Ameen. They have told us hanker after the positions of this world, in that is success. We said, Ameen. Let the ringing of coins be music in your ears. We said, Ameen. Travel around in fast cars with the music blaring, with the necklaces around your neck and the rings on your fingers and your hair like women. In that is your individuality. In that is advancement. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah's lanat is on such people, we, by our actions, have turned our backs on Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have made our imams those whose hearts are filled with hatred for him, those who to a large extent conceal their hatred to draw us closer to them. And on occasion, Allah through his mercy makes apparent what is concealed in their heart. And still, shaitan deceives us, that sound out the message that you are not happy with what they are doing by shouting at them, by boycotting them. But do not boycott their way of life. Do not give preference to the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over their way of life. That type of muhabbat and that type of love and that type of protection of his izzat and his dignity and his honor will not exonerate us in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have an imam, that ummat which is the ummat of Quran, that ummat which is the ummat of Kaaba, that ummat which is the ummat of rahmatul lil alameen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not in need of any other guide. Uswatun hasana. Allah Ta'ala says, in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most perfect example for you. And inexorably, the time is ticking, and that qabr is coming closer and closer. Ad-dunya thalathatu ayyam. This world is 3 days. يَوْمٌ مَضَى مَا بِيَدِكَ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ. One day has already passed. There is nothing we can do about it. It is gone. وَيَوْمُ غَدٍ فَلَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنْتَ مُدْرِكَهُ أَمْ لَا. And the second day is tomorrow. The poet says, فَلَسْتَ تَدْرِي أَنْتَ مُدْرِكَهُ أَمْ لَا. You do not know if you will live to see tomorrow. No one has guarantee for the next 5 minutes. Forget the next day. كَمْ مِنْ مُقْبِلٍ يَوْمًا لَا يُكَمِّلُهُ كَمْ مِنْ مُسْتَقْبِلٍ لِغَدٍ لَا يُدْرِكُهُ. How many there are that have made plans for the next day. Before he left his office today, he had already planned the next day. Months in advance, his diary is already planned. But he will not live to see the next day. وَكَمْ مِنْ مُقْبِلٍ يَوْمًا لَا يُكَمِّلُهُ. How many there are that will not see the end of this day also. One Sahabi, his wall was toppling over. He was busy making effort to straighten the wall. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by. He looked at the Sahabi and he told him, my Sahabi, you are concerned with straightening this wall. Your mort is closer to you than the falling of this wall. Harun Rashid built a palatial home. And he says to Abu al-Itahiya, what do you think of my home? So Abu al-Itahiya looks at him. And he looks at this palatial statement of wealth and pomp. And he says, Ishma badalaka saliman fi dhilli shahiqatil qusuri. يُسْعَى عَلَيْكَ بِمَا اشْتَهَيْتَ لَدَى الرَّوَاحِ وَفِي الْبُكُورِ فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ضِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوقِنًا مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. He says, O Harun, live as long as you want in the shade of these lofty palaces. Morning and evening, servants are around you. Morning and evening, there are those who are at your beck and call, who are striving to serve you. But know and understand, no matter how much you have amassed of this world, and no matter how many investments you may have, and no matter how much preparation for this dunya you have made, فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ فِي ذِيقِ حَشْرَجَةِ الصُّدُورِ. When that heart starts fluttering, and when that heart starts rattling, and when that heart starts stuttering in the depths of your chest, and that soul comes right up to the neck, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah says, if there were any guarantees, if there were any guarantees or there were any justification of putting this dunya in front of you, of giving value to the life of dunya over akhirat, then when that soul reaches the hulqum, when he is in the last stages of his life and he is in front of you, then use the wealth of this world and use the doctors of this world and use the instruments of this world and use the science of this world to return his soul back into the body. فَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ تَقَعْقَعَتْ. When that heart starts stuttering in the depths of his chest and it comes up to his neck, the poet says, Abu al-Itaya says, هُنَاكَ تَعْلَمْ مُوْكِنًا. That is the time you will know with absolute certainty, مَا كُنْتَ إِلَّا فِي غُرُورِ. The life of this world was nothing but a deception. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. When mort will come to them, that is the time they will say, oh my Allah, send me back. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. Now I will do good deeds. But like a candle, in the naseeb of a candle, the fate of a candle and of a lantern is that it must melt away. In exactly the same way, this life which we have is melting away. But the difference, my respected brothers, is that the candle, once it has melted, it is thrown away. But the seconds and the hours and the days and the months and the years of this life of ours is not being thrown away, but it is being recorded. Every second, every glance, every expression, every word, ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every word you will utter, Allah says, my angels are present and they are writing it down. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ السُّدُورِ. Each time your eye strays, whatever you conceal in your heart, every thought that you enter into your heart is in the knowledge of Allah. Nothing is concealed from Him. That is why it is said, when a person passes away, فُلَانَ آدْمِكَ intiqal hua. Kabhi ye lafz intiqal pal ghor kiya. So and so not died, his intiqal took place. Intiqal means to move from one place to another place. It does not come to an end, but he is going to another place. A day is coming. فَإِنَّمْ فَإِذَا نُقِرَ فِي النَّاقُورِ. When the trumpet will be blown, فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّاهِرَةِ. There will be one scream, one shout, and all of them will be gathered on an open ground. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. Allah will be there. The malaika of Allah will come down. وَنُزِّلَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تَنْزِيلًا. The malaika of Allah will come down. وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Jannat will be brought near. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jahannam will be brought near. That is the day when, like a baby goat, every human being will be shivering. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدْ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ. He will have to stand in front of Allah. There will be no interpreter. It will be only Him and it will be Allah. On that day it will be said, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Read your own book now. Read your own book now. You lived on the earth of Allah. You breathed the air which Allah gave you. You saw with the eyes which Allah gave you. You heard with the ears which Allah gave you. You utilized the countless bounties of Allah. And yet you still made war with Allah. اقرأ كتابك. Read your own book now. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And you decide for yourself. Muharram has come, a new year has come, with it a reminder has come that this life is an amanat, every second is an amanat, every hour is an amanat, every day of this life which Allah has given us in this dunya is an amanat, it is a trust, we have been purchased by Allah, this life doesn't belong to us. This time does not belong to us. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Jannat is our goal. Akhirat is our goal. Allah has bought our wealth. Allah has bought our lives. That day is coming when we will have to give count before Allah. Each year with the coming of Muharram, this reminder is being sounded out to us. It was the 26th of Zilhijjah when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was stabbed with a dagger in Fajr Salah, 29th of Zilhijjah, when he passed away, and it was the first of Muharram that noble servant of Allah was placed in the ground. In the neighborhood on the left-hand side of the greatest of Allah's creation, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each year Muharram reminds us of the demise of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That individual, that personality, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one majlis said, Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Sa'id bin Zayd fil Jannah, عبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة, أبو عبيدة بن الجراح في الجنة. Those 10 Sahaba who in one majlis, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in this dunya that they are already Jannatis. The second name that he took was Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That personality who in Hajjatul Wada on the plains of Arafat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, today Allah is making fakhr. Allah is looking at pride, with pride at my Sahaba. And Allah is specially looking with pride at Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. That personality who in his khilafat, Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles. That personality who once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in the masjid, on the right side Abu Bakr, on the left side Umar, and he says, Hakada nuhsharu yawm al-qiyamah. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the day of judgment. That personality who on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, oh Umar, what will happen to you when you will be in a hole in the ground that is 4 feet deep and 2 feet wide, and Munkar and Nakir will come to you. Their eyes will be flashing with lightning. Their voices will be like thunder. In their hands they will have a hammer that is so heavy, if all the people of Mina had to try to lift up this hammer, they will not be able to lift it. If you hesitate or are unable to answer their questions, they will strike you with this hammer, and the might and the force of that blow will be such that you will be rendered to ashes. Umar, unaffected, he says, O Nabi of Allah, tell me, at that time, will my iman upon you be the same as it is today? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes. Then Umar says, I have no fear or no concern about their questioning. He addresses him and he says, وَالَّذِي بَعَثَنِي بِالْحَقِّ نَبِيًّا لَقَدْ أَخْبَرَنِي جِبْرِيلُ أَنَّهُمَا يَأْتِيَانِكَ فَيَسْأَلَانِكَ فَتَقُولَ أَنْتَ اللَّهُ رَبِّي فَمَنْ رَبُّكُمَا وَمُحَمَّدُ النَّبِيِّ فَمَنْ نَبِيُّكُمَا وَالْإِسْلَامُ دِينِي فَمَا دِينُكُمَا فَيَقُولَانَ وَعَجَبَا مَا نَدْرِي أَأُرْسِلْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَمْ أُرْسِلْتَ إِلَيْنَا. He says to him, O Umar, Jibreel has come to me by the qasam of that being who has sent me as a Nabi, by qasam of my Allah. Jibreel has come and informed me that when Munkar and Nakir come to you in the qabr and they question you, you will say to them, Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? Muhammad is my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is your Nabi? Islam is my deen, what is your deen? They will say, how strange this is. We don't know whether we have been sent to question him or he has been sent to question us. That same Umar, having been stabbed, lying with the head in the lap of his son Abdullah, he says, Alsiq khaddi bil ard. Oh my son, put my head on the ground. His son is hesitant. Umar again says, put my head on the ground. Finally, he puts his head on his shin. Umar becomes persistent, put my head on the ground. Eventually Abdullah relents and he places his father's head on the ground. Umar, sobbing with the tears pouring out of his eyes, he says, Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, لو أن لي ما في الأرض لفتديت من هول المطلع. If I own the whole world, I am prepared today to give everything as ransom to protect me from what lies in front. To protect me from the azab of qabr and to protect me from standing in front of Allah, I am prepared to give everything of this entire world as ransom. And then rubbing his cheek on the ground, filling his face with sand, over and over again he laments, وَيْلٌ لَكَ وَوَيْلَ أُمِّكَ يَا عُمَرْ إِنْ لَمْ يَغْفِرِ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That, O Umar, halakat and destruction awaits you if Allah doesn't forgive you. Saying this over and over again, he passes away. Every year in Muharram, this ummah is reminded of this sabak and lesson. Muharram belongs to Allah. January also belongs to Allah. The solar calendar belongs to Allah. The lunar calendar belongs to Allah. The difference, my respected brothers, is Allah preferred the lunar calendar. That is why it was given to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the less preferred in the sight of Allah was the solar calendar. That is why it was given to others. And Allah chose that the calendar should begin, the Islamic calendar. It is now the 1427th year that has started. 1427 years from when? Each year in Muharram, this ummah is given the reminder that where did your calendar start? Where was the ibtida? Where was the alif ba? What is your foundation? That call that was made, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, 13 years during the days of Hajj, tents of Mina, going from 10 to 10, may yuwini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will help me so that I may convey the deen of Allah? Who is there that will take me in so that I can make tabligh of Allah's deen? The cry and the pain for the hidayat of humanity was in his heart. Finally, when the people of Yathrib, which came to be known as Madina Munawara, few of them first, then in the 11th year, there's no time to go into details, few more came, and finally 72 of them came. In Aqaba, to take bayat, oath of allegiance on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What bayat? What oath of allegiance? Abbas bin Nadala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu addresses them, Ya ma'ashar al-khazraj, hal tadruna ala ma tubayi'una hadha al-rajul? O people of the Khazraj tribe, O people of Yathrib, O people of Medina, do you understand the veracity of this bayat which you are taking? Do you understand, do you appreciate what you are taking upon yourself? إِنَّكُمْ تُبَايِعُونَهُ عَلَىٰ حَرْبِ الْأَحْمَرِ وَالْأَسْوَدِ مِنَ النَّاسِ فَإِن كُنْتُمْ تَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا أُنْهِكَتْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ مُصِيبَةً وأشرافكم قتلا أسلمتموه فمن الآن فهو والله خزي الدنيا والآخرة. He says, O people of Medina, know and understand, when you place your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you have declared war with the entire world. The whole world will become your enemy. And know and understand without a doubt that your wealth will be usurped, your homes will be burnt, your homes will be emptied, your women will become widows, your children will become orphans, your wealth will be lost, and your leaders will be murdered. This bet which you are taking is not an ordinary bet. You are signing a death warrant. You are signing off everything that you possess. And then he says to them, if you are prepared for this, if you fear, or if you have an element of doubt that when this happens, and believe me, it is going to happen, that you will desert this Nabi of Allah, then don't take this bayat from now. Because if you take him and thereafter desert him, then it is disgrace for you in this dunya, and you will be condemned in akhirat.